It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
With Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's wellbeing budget set to be announced on Thursday, I spoke to Green Party co-leader James Shaw about his thoughts on the new budget focus. We discussed Statistics New Zealand's wellbeing indicators and how they will be reflected in the budget, and whether this wellbeing focus is something that the government hopes will continue in future budgets. I began by asking how Statistics New Zealand first developed the wellbeing indicators.
Well, okay, so the work that Stats did is based largely on an OECD framework, which has been in development for some time. But we and Switzerland are probably the two countries in the world who are most advanced in terms of, you know, actually kind of taking that work and putting it into our national statistics. And there was quite a long period of consultation last year in New Zealand about, how to make sure it wasn't just a sort of a one-size-fits-all global framework, but what it means for New Zealand. Basically, they worked through it, tested it against a number of frameworks, and then the chief statistician signed it off in April of this year.
Obviously, these indicators were, you know, exist for a reason. How important are they in regards to the wellbeing budget coming out this year? Are they likely to be reflected in the budget announcement?
They absolutely are, yes. So the way that this budget has been done, which is, I mean, there are a couple of key differences between this and previous budgets. Much of it's the same, but a couple of key differences. One is that in addition to the usual business case that an agency has to do when they're submitting a bid to the Treasury, they also have to feed it through the filter of something called the Living Standards Framework that that you know the Treasury uses. And that is to try and get a really rigorous sense of how it's going to affect, in particular, intergenerational wellbeing. And the Living Standards Framework is the data that it draws on is the same data that that Stats NZ have got in those indicators. So if you think about the work that Stats has done, it's like the base of the pyramid, which is data, and then the Living Standards Framework sits on top of that, and that's information, that's sort of how you interpret the data. And then the top of the pyramid is the budget. So how you use that information to look at every bid that a minister or an agency puts in for the budget, and that feeds through. So in fact, in many ways, this budget is more rigorous than previous budgets because they've had to prove their case in new ways that they haven't had to before.
So in a way, the budget is, the budget targets are really reflecting the data of New Zealanders' wellbeing. Is that sort of correct?
That's exactly right, yeah. Now, it's this is the first time that it's been done this way, and so it's not going to be perfect by any stretch. Stats NZ, when they released the list of indicators a couple of months back, pointed out that almost a third of them we actually don't have existing data for. So there are some gaps in our knowledge, but it's a good first start and I'm really pleased about it.
So could you potentially just explain why is it a wellbeing budget this time around? Why have they changed it? Why have we changed the way that we're doing things?
Because, we're really aware that traditional measures of economic success, if you like, haven't necessarily done the job in terms of determining how we're doing as a country environmentally or socially. So, we've got this obsession with gross domestic product and GDP growth. And yet, at the same time, in the last 10 years, whilst we've had a growing GDP, we've also had ballooning homelessness and our rivers have become unsafe to swim in. So GDP growth by itself clearly is not an indicator of how well you're doing as a country. So what we're trying to do with this indicators work and with the Living Standards Framework is to say, well, actually, let's develop a much more comprehensive dashboard of information that we can use to determine how we're doing economically, as well as socially and environmentally. And it's really significant work and sort of lines up with where the world is going through things like the Sustainable Development Goals and so on. if you're going to, you know, make decisions about, you know, where to invest in the future, and if you want to do things like eliminate child poverty or, you know, restore the biodiversity, you've actually got to have a way of a sort of like a guidance system, if you like, and that's what we're doing.
How well does this align with the Green Party's values?
Well, perfectly. the Green Party has been, in fact, even before we were the Green Party, our predecessor party, the Values Party, as far back as the 1970s, has been saying that GDP is an inadequate measure of success and prosperity as a country. And we've said for a long time that we need to develop a much more comprehensive set of social and environmental and economic indicators to tell us how well we're doing. And so I'm really delighted that now that we're in government, we're actually able to start delivering on what it is we've been talking about for the past.
So do you feel like this is something that will be used again? Is the living standards framework something that's sort of set in concrete? We have to use that as a budget thing again?
Yeah, look, you can't bind any future parliament or any, and I guess the onus is on us as a government to prove that this is a good way of doing things or a better way of doing things than the way that it's been done before. And so, you know, when there's a change of government, by then it should be established practice, and the benefits of doing it this way will have started to flow through. And generally in New Zealand, although, you know, clearly ideology plays a part, if something's working, most governments prefer not to not to fix it.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.